Ginny Ann Manon, the intro to her new album, Ginny Ann Manon, Carnies and Cowboys. I'm calling in favors nobody owes me. I'm hitting up my old friends, etc. The idea of a musician on the road, going way back to your beginnings and the way we first got to know you when you played along with your whole family band the first time we brought Prairie Home Companion to Spokane. Tell me about that.
That was such a magical experience. It was so fun. I mean, of course, we knew and had listened to Prairie Home Companion for years. And so to be behind the scenes and then also lucky enough to play the show here in Spokane was special because, you know, we're from the area. What I remember a couple things specifically. I remember everyone in the house band being so kind, so sweet, and so affirming of us and our playing. And then I also remember that night, Pat Donahue played a song that he had written that it wasn't recorded anywhere, but I loved the song so much, and I couldn't find a record of it, and so I wrote to you guys at the radio station and asked if I could get a recording of the show, and then I ended up learning that song and played it for years. So,
a couple times that I had the opportunity to play on Prairie Home Companion 2, I remember just how sweet and embracing the fellow musicians, the house musicians were.
They really were. I mean, they kind of sat in and played some tunes with us, which was really fun, and then during sound check, they would come over and, you know, check out our instruments, and it was quite a thrill.
Yeah, all those musician things. So that was, I think it's a pretty good story because it does represent a lot about your life, your background, your family, of just the naturalness of family music making.
Yes, it was such an adventure. I mean, we would hit the road, you know, the end of May every spring, and pretty much stay gone until about mid-October and played all kinds of venues, all kinds of shows, from really beautiful theaters to, you know, state fairs with pig races right next to the stage and kind of everything in between. So,
and so doing that, it sounds so bucolic, even literally for state fairs. Yet, I'll have to ask it. Was there any time you were ever a surly teenager and wondered, do I have to go along and do this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, of course. I mean, there was sort of an awkwardness of people watching us grow up on stage. And I think that definitely going through adolescence and kind of all of the self-consciousness and kind of having to live that out on stage, as it were, was a unique challenge in some ways. And in a lot of ways, I think that has created sort of a complex relationship for me in my adult life with performing. And, you know, on the one hand, I feel most myself on stage in some ways, but then on the other hand, I feel like it's very easy to sort of lose my real self and not be as grounded as I would like to be. So, yeah, it definitely was. It was a really interesting dynamic.
Mm-hmm. And then parts of your family went off to the big time. Went off to Nashville, and you at that point you diverged into your current life, didn't you?
Yeah. So I actually did go to Nashville as well for a few years. I spent when I was 18, my brother Luke and I loaded up his little car and drove out there, and I spent some really wonderful years there, and it was definitely an interesting time in a lot of ways. I learned a lot of things about myself and kind of about the music business and Nashville as a kind of an industry town, and so in a lot of ways. But then coming back to Spokane, where my older brother is still on tour and plays with Lyle Lovett, and then my dad and mom are still out in Nashville with their respective spouses. But I came back.
And you're living a Spokane family life.
That is right. We love it so much.
With your kids and your artist husband and
yes.
artist and writer husband. And nevertheless, staying close to music and maybe on a... After a couple of tunes, we'll talk a little bit about Northwest from Nashville and some of the things you're currently doing. But what makes you, after a while, decide, okay, I gotta make a record?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that in a lot of ways, as a musician, making a record is just sort of what you do. And it's funny because everyone who hears the music and they get excited about it and they're really enthusiastic and they tell me, you need to record this and you need to make a record, which is a wonderful thing to say, but the actual process of doing it is very daunting and expensive and all of that. So for me, I it's been 8 years since I made a solo record. And I think... For me, it was really about the songs and the group of musicians that I recorded these songs with. The timing just had to be right. It had to come together. And I think that's one of the advantages of being a person who is not doing art as a full-time career. So there aren't any deadlines. You know, it's much more being able to just follow the muse. And it just felt like the right time, which sounds kind of silly to say, but it obviously was, because things came together in a way that I never could have anticipated or probably manufactured if I had tried. So,
Jenny Ann Manon, whose album Carnies and Cowboys, and we'll maybe dissect those two sets of beings on the planet or something like that later on in this conversation. But you do have a guitar in your hand, and
yes.
you're talking about songs. What's a song that's attracted you that you wanted to
Let's do this album? Why don't we do the... there's a song that I wrote on the occasion of, you mentioned Caleb and sort of our Spokane life, and this is a song that I wrote right around our 15th wedding anniversary. It's called Mystery. So I'll play this one for you. I know you like I know the streets of my hometown. How many times, rain or shine, have I wandered them up and down? Even in the dark, I know my way around. I know your voice like the sound of my own name. Line upon line, rhymes and verses change, but your song remains the same. Even when nobody listens, you sing anyway. You're a mystery. You
your footsteps as they echo down the hall. How I lived before I lived with you, I don't much care to recall. Without you, I don't make any sense at all. I know life is more than one breath at a time. I've seen you every day for 15 years. You still take me by surprise. You're that boy, I'm that girl, and we are man and wife. You're a mystery. Every day a mystery. We've got history.
From our studio, Jenny Ann Manon, singing that song, that original song. The title is You're a Mystery?
Yes.
And doesn't it take a certain courage to take such a personal song and give it to the world?
Oh, my goodness, for sure, definitely. But, you know, at the same time, I think for me, the really personal stories, they're the ones that I care enough about to actually share. So that's been a really interesting process. This whole album is very personal, and I sort of describe it as a musical memoir, I guess, because every specific reference is real. There's a lot of autobiographical detail. And so in some ways I worried that it was maybe too specific for people to relate to. But surprisingly, the songs that are very specific and very personal are the ones that seem to resonate the most with people, which to me is really what art is all about, right? Is connecting over what makes us human. And so something like that, I hope, helps people to see something of themselves in their own story as well.
Absolutely. As you were singing it, that song that you had created to sing to Caleb, I've lived those aspects of that life. Caleb Manon, whose book we had on the radio about 3 or 4 years ago,
yes.
The name of that wonderful Montana memoir, fiction, not so fiction book. What's the name?
Bust It Like a Mule.
Bust It Like a Mule,
of
course,
yes.
which we had on here a few years ago, and which has formed a collaboration for the two of you to perform together, hasn't it?
Yes, that has been such a fun and beautiful experience. When Caleb wrote that book, it's such a colorful story and the characters are so vibrant, they sort of just leap right off the page. So he asked me and a couple other songwriter friends to write some songs inspired by the book, and so we had such a good time doing that. It was really fun, and he was, I think, surprised at how inspiring we actually found the story. And to hear your own work kind of reimagined through someone else's eyes is always really fun. Yeah.
Jenny Ann Manon and her CD that's just out, Carnies and Cowboys. And then that quick little side trip you had a year ago when you traded fours with Mateusz Wolski.
Yes. Oh, that was so fun. That was such a fun experience. So it was the Terrain's Uncharted event, and it was the Four Seasons was the piece that we used as inspiration. Mm-hmm. So the orchestra performed the Four Seasons, and then folk artists and all kinds of artists, visual artists, dancers, created their own pieces that were inspired by the Four Seasons. And my piece was Autumn. And so I got to write a song And then also, yes, trade parts with Matej, which was amazing. He was so gracious, and it was the best time. It was so fun.
Absolutely, yeah. Because that's how I know you very much, as a violinist, as a fiddle player.
Yes. And
so certainly that strength. But it is kind of, it's pretty common within your life, within your family, within the genre, that one stays pretty adept on both guitar and violin. Is it a pretty good combo?
Well, yeah, it's hard to accompany yourself on fiddle
as a
singer. And also what I found is that the fiddle is definitely, and the violin, it's a very all-consuming instrument. It's louder. You sort of have to commit. You kind of want to, I always want to go away somewhere to practice or to play. But whereas with guitar or, say, mandolin, it's a lot easier to just sit in the living room and play while the rest of life is happening also. But I really fell in love with guitar and mandolin when I was in high school. I grew up playing fiddle, obviously, was my first instrument, and loved that as well. But, yeah, it's just a different, I think it is gratifying in a different way to play guitar.
And earlier we were talking about your childhood and lifetime and growing up and all that traveling. You did a song called Traveling. We're about to hear anything we need to hear about this song from the album.
Well, this is a song that my husband started, actually. He had the idea for it, and he brought it to me. And it was so fun to hear how important and significant he felt that all of that was. Because, you know, when it's your own story, you sort of, you know, does anyone really care about this? And is this something worth really talking about? But he insisted. And so he got the ball rolling. And then I kind of took it from there. So this is a song about, yeah, growing up on the road with the Traveling American Family Band.
Songs and laughter, and just
This is your life, Jenny Ann Mannen, traveling American family band from her album, Carnies and Cowboys, that is having a release party in a week, but we'll talk about that. Carnies and Cowboys, do we really need to know, or do we just enjoy the two words?
Well, we can talk about it for sure. It was, earlier this spring, I was working on songs for the album, and there were two that I would make the list and kind of figure out the track order, and I could tell there were just two songs that were missing, and it was really frustrating. And as the studio date approached, I got a little more panicky each day, thinking, what am I going to do, and are these songs going to come to me or not? And then the beginning of May, our family went on a trip to Disneyland. And it was a very interesting experience for me. I had a magical time. Everyone had a magical time, of course. But it was really interesting for me to go back into sort of a theme park environment and sort of have to choose to suspend my disbelief in order to enjoy it. Because having grown up on stage with some of these similar characters, knowing what goes on behind the scenes and,
how,
you know,
sleazy it is.
Right. Maybe a little bit sleazy, but then also it's just hard work. You know, it's very hard work to put on those shows and, you know, you have to get your costumes cleaned. And so anyway, there was a fiddler there in Frontierland at Disneyland who he had his fiddle out. And so as we were walking past, of course, I started asking him about his fiddle and we chatted and I mentioned that I play fiddle too. So he handed me his fiddle and he asked me to play a tune. And so I played a tune and he got out his spoons and we had a great time. And I just, that meeting Farley the fiddler was his name, reminded me of all of those types of characters that we were surrounded by growing up, especially on kind of the fair circuit. Mm-hmm. And there would be, you know, backstage, there would be the guys from the marching band and then the juggler and then like the hypnotist and all of these characters, just this array of, you know, performing that they did. And so I was thinking about that whole environment and that situation. And so the song refers to carnies, cowboys, and rodeo clowns as sort of these like specters of my childhood, you know. So that's where that came from.
So there was a song you got to put into the album. And then so about the party, because anything that's taken this much birthing needs to be celebrated, right?
Indeed, it does. Yes.
So a week from tonight, what's happening?
Yes. So 1 week from today, we'll do a big show at the Bing Crosby Theater. My friends Sean and Sarah Watkins, formerly of Nickel Creek, are coming up from California and their various places to do the show with me. So we'll do a co-bill. They'll do a set, and then I'll do a set with my band, and we'll do some things together. But we definitely want everybody to come because it's going to be a really fun night.
Sure, so that's a week from tonight for the coming out party for Jenny Ann Mannen's Carnies and Cowboys. Well, what a treat to have you join us today for this.
Thank you so much for having me, Vern. It's great to see you.
Been glad to have you come in to help on the folk block, on the pledge drive and various things. So.
Anyway, it's always my pleasure.
That's this. So let's hear one more. Let's go out again, pretty appropriately. What do you want to say about the road?
This song is it's sort of an ode to the actual rhythm of the road, which is a line in the song. But this is one about just growing up on the move.
Travel light, travel.
That song, The Road, Jenny Ann Manon's album, is called Carnies and Cowboys. And that coming out party a week from tonight at the Bing at 7:30. And you can check with the Bing and find out the ticket situation and all those things. And remember, the two folks, the Watkins from Nickel Creek, will be in on that party too, along with Jenny Ann and her band. Should be a pretty great time.